محمد رسول الله والذين معه أشداء على الكفار رحماء بينهم تراهم ركعا سجدا يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا سيماهم في وجوههم من أثر السجود ذلك مثلهم في التوراة ومثلهم في الإنجيل كزرع أخرج شطأ فآزره فاستغلظ فاستوى على سوقه يعجب الزراع ليغيظ بهم الكفار وعد الله الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات منهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. My dear brothers and respected elders, our deen is based on five pillars: to believe in Allah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to pray five times a day, to fast in the month of Ramadan, to pay zakat, and to perform Hajj. Hajj is obligatory only once in a person's life upon those who can afford to do so. Zakat is only obligatory upon those who have wealth above a certain threshold, and it's only 2.5% of a person's savings, not your earnings. When people work, then the Chancellor of the Exchequer, he wants a certain percentage of all your earnings. But Allah doesn't want all your earnings. Allah doesn't want to know even how much you earn, what you've eaten, what you've built, what you've worn, what you've used, that's all exempt. What you've saved and it's left over, and even that after a certain threshold, only 2.5%. Fasting is obligatory only 1 month a year. Prayers are obligatory only 5 times a day. But Iman is obligatory every moment, every second of your life. The thing which will determine your forgiveness and salvation in the life hereafter, fundamentally, primarily, initially and foremostly, is neither your Hajj, nor your Zakat, nor your fasting, nor your prayers, but first and foremost your Iman. If a person has Iman, then prayers will be counted, then fasting will be useful, then zakat will also benefit, then Hajj will benefit. Otherwise, Abu Jahl and company also used to perform Hajj. Many other people, they stay hungry and thirsty all day. Christians and Jews also fast, and all people believe in a creator of some sort as well. But we have to believe in Allah the way Allah has stated, and the way and as given details by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the standard and the benchmark for Iman, Allah has declared in the Quran to be the Iman of the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ النَّاسِ. When people are told to believe like they believe. If people believe the way the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam believe, then and only then are they guided. فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ فَقَدْ اِهْتَدَوْا. If you believe anything otherwise, وَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا فَإِنَّمَا هُمْ فِي شِقَاقٍ, then that's not guidance, that's misguidance. That's not guidance, that is misguidance. Just as Allah spoke about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in front of the previous prophets, and all the prophets knew about Rasulullah. In fact, all previous prophets were given nubuwwat and risalat on the condition they will believe in Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and help him. وَإِذْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِيثَاقَ النَّبِيِّينَ لَمَا آتَيْتُكُم مِّن كِتَابٍ وَحِكْمَةٍ ثُمَّ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مُصَدِّقٌ لِّمَا مَعَكُمْ لَتُؤْمِنُنَّ بِهِ وَلَتَنصُرُنَّهُ. They were given nubuwwat and risalat on the condition they believe in Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and assist him. So all the prophets knew him. Allah gave all the prophets an opportunity to believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to meet him, to greet him, and to pray behind him in the night of Mi'raj. So they used to, and they told their followers and their ummats about the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, especially Musa alaihi salam and Isa alaihi salam. Wa mubashshiran bi rasulin ya'ti min ba'di ismuhu Ahmad. O Bani Israel, I am a messenger of Allah unto you, And I bear witness to what was revealed before, and I'm telling you there is another Rasul to come after me. His name will be Ahmad. So Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, one of his main missions was to pave the way for the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He told about the coming of Rasulullah. Allah so destined and Allah willed that Isa alayhi salam should come back to this world. So Rasulullah foretold the coming of Isa alayhi salam again. Isa alayhi salam spoke about the fact that Rasulullah will be coming, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam spoke excessively of the fact that a day will come when Isa ibn Maryam, walladhi nafsi biyadihi layushikanna an yanzila fikum ibn Maryam hakaman adala yakthuru salib wa yaqtulu al-khinzir wa yada'u al-jizya wa yufidu al-mal hatta la yaqbaluhu ahad. Wa takunu sajdatu al-wahidatu khayru min ad-dunya wa ma fiha. The Prophet said, I swear by him who holds my life in his hands, very soon, surely, definitely, Ibn Maryam will descend upon you as a just ruler. He will break the cross, kill the pig, and he will abolish jizya and distribute wealth, and he will distribute wealth so much so nobody will want wealth anymore. One sajda will become more important and valuable than all the wealth of the world put together. So Isa alayhi salatu wasalam paved the way for the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And hence so much mention of Rasulullah was made in Torah and Injil, and not only of Rasulullah but of his companions. ذَلِكَ مَثَلُهُمْ فِي التَّوْرَاةِ وَمَثَلُهُمْ فِي الْإِنْجِيلِ. Of the fact that just as the people of the book, they used to recognize Rasulullah like they recognize their own children. الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ. So they used to recognize the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So their iman is a benchmark. People's iman is acceptable if it reflects the iman of Sahaba. Allah was so pleased with them. What Allah will give the people who entered into Jannah, may Allah take us all there. When people get to Jannah, Allah will say, "Aturiduna shay'an azidukum?" Is there anything else that you want I may increase for you? People will say, "Alam tubayyid wujuhana wa tudkhilana al-jannata wa tunajjina min an-nar?" Have you not enlightened our faces, saved us from Jahannam, put us into Jannah? What more could we want? Allah will say, "Ahlaltu alaykum ridwani wa la askhatu alaykum ba'dahu abada." I've become happy with you, will never become angry. What Allah will give people right at the end in Jannah, Allah gave that to Sahaba in this world. Allah declared his unconditional and total pleasure with Sahaba. Radiallahu anhum wa radu anhu. Allah declared them to be ulaika humul mu'minuna haqqa. They are mu'mins as best as can be. There has never been a better mu'min than the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So much so, Allah wanted us people to come of later centuries and generations to know how special they were. Allah commands Rasulullah, wasbir nafsaka ma'al ladhina yad'una rabbahum bil ghadati wal ashiyyi yuriduna wajha. When any big sheikh comes, then people flock to even take a glimpse, make salam, make musafa. And if somebody can make mu'aniqa, he will consider himself very fortunate. But Allah is telling Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, "Oh my beloved Prophet, you should sit with them. Sit with them. And not just sit with them, look at them. وَاسْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَا الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغِدَاتِ وَلَا شِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجَهَا." Because they are so sincere, they want my pleasure. When you are with them, وَلَا تَعْدُ عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ. Don't even look away from them. And look at them. Look how wonderful they are. And look how sincere they are. And look at them. وَلَا تَعْدُ عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ. Sit with them. They are so sincere. يَبْتَغُونَ فَضْلًا مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ وَرِضْوَانًا. Now they seek nothing but my pleasure. Allahu Akbar. So the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah chose them. اختارهم الله لصحبة نبيه ولإقامة دينه. Allah chose them to be in the company of His beloved Prophet and to establish His deen. كانوا أبرها قلوبا وأعمقها علما. They are the purest of the hearts and the deepest of the knowledge. Their knowledge wasn't just surface knowledge like people have today. They don't know anything, but they've got an opinion about everything. In the UK, in supermarkets, they often run deals, buy one, get one free. You pay for one, and then they give you another one free. Now, there are many people nowadays, they don't know anything about deen, they hardly know anything, but they've got opinion about everything. They go around slapping fatwas at everything. I often call them mufti min al-muft. There are those muftis, mashallah, who studied 8, 10, 12 years under very learned people. They've been granted permission and authority to give fatwa. But these people, they haven't got authority to do anything. They can't even read Fatiha properly, but they'll give you plenty fatwas. I call them mufti min al-muft, freestyle muftis. You don't even ask for one and give you 10, mashallah. But Sahaba were not like that. كانوا أبرها قلوبا وأعمقها علما. They are the purest of the hearts. And Allah doesn't look at people's faces, Allah looks at their hearts. إن الله لا ينظر إلى صوركم ولا إلى أموالكم ولكن ينظر إلى قلوبكم وأعمالكم. Allah doesn't look at your faces and your wealth. Allah looks at the purity, sincerity, humility, the goodness of your hearts. And Sahaba had the best and the purest of the hearts. أولئك الذين امتحن الله قلوبهم للتقوى. Allah examined, Allah checked their hearts and found them to be full of purity and goodness and taqwa. And Allah then promised them forgiveness and immense reward. لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَأَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. And we are now living in times of fitna and fasad. The Prophet prophesied 1400 years ago, there will come a time when people, when we see what's happening around, people say, well, what do you think is the reason for this? Why is this happening so much? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave causes. He had diagnosed the symptoms even before they occurred. Allah informed him what will happen, the times will come. A very long hadith in Tirmizi. Final thing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said was, there will come a time, وَلَعَنَ آخِرُ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةَ أَوَّلَهَا, when the later part will curse the first part. People whose goodness is virtually nothing, but they will open their mouths and they will bark at the ones who are nothing but goodness through and through. They will bark at them and they will curse them. And as a result of these evils, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, فَارْتَقِبُوا عِنْدَ ذَلِكَ رِيحًا حَمَرًا وَزَلْزَلَةً وَخَسْفًا وَمَسْخًا وَقَذْفًا وَآيَاتٍ تُطَابِعُكَ نِظَامٍ قُطِعَ سِلْكُهُ فَتَتَابَ. When this happens, then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, wait, wait for such hurricanes, tornadoes, and then zalzalatan, such earthquakes, devastation, ruin, destruction, وَخَسْفًا وَمَسْخًا, earths will split and people's faces will change and there will be showers of rocks. When one of the symptoms, 14 symptoms the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke about, إِذَا اتُّخِذَ الْفَيْءُ دِوَلًا وَالْأَمَانَةُ مَغْنَمًا وَالزَّكَاةُ مَغْرَمًا, when zakat will become a burden, when amanat will become an opportunity, وَتُعُلِّمَ لِغَيْرِ الدِّينِ, people will seek knowledge not for the pleasure of Allah, but for other aims. وَظَهَرَتِ الْأَسْوَاتُ فِي الْمَسَاجِدِ, people will raise voices in masajid, arguments. Today masajids have become centers of politics. Politics. Allahu Akbar. وَظَهَرَتِ الْأَسْوَاتُ فِي الْمَسَاجِدِ, people don't have respect for masajid. ورفعت الأصوات في المساجد وطاع وأطاع الرجل امرأته وأقى أمه. People will be obedient to their wives, disobedient to their mothers. وأدنى صديقه وأقصى أباه. And people will confide and be close to friends and distance themselves from their fathers. وساد القوم فاسقهم وكان زعيم القوم أرذلهم. The leaders will be bad people and their intellectuals will be their worst people. Allah, وشربت الخمور وظهرت القينات والمعازف. Alcohol will be drunk excessively and singing and dancing will become commonplace. When I was a small child, 40 years ago, living in a village in Pakistan, people used to say, ulama, there'll be music in every home. And people used to think, how is that possible? In our village, there used to be one or two radios. My father would go from London. When every time he would go, he would take a radio. And for people, even a radio was a big thing. And people, there were only two or three radios, and people would, in the evening, flock together with somebody with a radio and listen to some news, what was happening in other parts of the world on a radio, one or two radios in a village. Now there is music not in every home, in every masjid. You know what I mean? You don't know what I mean. Not drums and guitars and things. But on mashallah, on these very smart phones belonging to very smart people, mashallah, they're very important. So people like keeping in touch with them. So even when they come to masjid, then they go off. And when they go off, they don't go off with a simple tone. They go off with such a provocative tone. People bringing such music in masajid. And they are the people who pray, mashallah. Musallis, nimazis, hajis. And you tell them to change their tone, and do they want to know? Mauli Sahib, who the hell are you, man? It's my phone, I've paid for this. This is my favorite tone, and that's what I'm going to have. And not just in masjids in South Africa, in London, many hundreds of thousands, they go to Baytullah, and their phones go off in front of Baytullah, and they play music. In front of the grave of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you wonder why this is happening. وَظَهَرَتِ الْقَيْنَاتُ وَالْمَعَازِفُ. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, وَلَعَنَ آخِرُ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةَ أَوَّلَهَا. When people, later ones, generate 14 centuries now, we are down the line. And now, on sky channels, on internet, social media, 30, 40 years ago, if you didn't know about these things, it didn't matter so much. It occurred, but it occurred very secretly. Only in their places, Shia temples. You might say, why are you calling their masjid a temple? Because we are not, Allah prohibited these hypocrites of. And Allah prohibited His beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from praying in a place which they had built and called a masjid. These hypocrites, you might say, well, they were hypocrites. They believe in Allah. They say they believe in Allah, and they believe in Quran. They fast in the month of Ramadan. They go to Hajj. They go to Hajj. They give charity. They have beards. And they do other things. But two traits of munafiqs Allah has mentioned in the Quran. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَمْ آمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ النَّاسِ قَالُوا أَنُؤْمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ السُّفَهَا. When you ask them to believe, they say, shall we believe like these fools? They consider Sahaba as fools. يَقُولُونَ لَئِنْ رَجَعْنَا إِلَى الْمَدِينَةِ لَيُخْرِجَنَّ الْأَعَزُّ مِنْهَا الْأَذَلُ. They consider Sahaba as shameful, disgraceful, humiliated. Allah says, وَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ وَلِرَسُولِهِ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Honor and izzat is for Allah, His Rasul, and believers. For Sahaba the most, because they were the best of the believers. So those who criticize Sahaba, that is their biggest trait of being munafiqs. And Allah says, and these munafiqs, when they built a masjid, they called Rasulullah to pray in that masjid, so that Rasulullah would endorse it as a masjid. Allah says, my dear Prophet, لا تقم فيه أبدا. Don't ever go and pray in that place. لَمَسْجِدٌ أُسِّسَ عَلَى التَّقْوَى مِنْ أَوَّلِ يَوْمٍ أَحَقُّ أَن تَقُومَ فِيهِ. The masjid which was built on piety, that deserves more that you go and pray in there. These people, they've made that a place. Allahu Akbar. And they say, وَلَا يَحْلِفُنَّ إِنْ أَرَدْنَا إِلَّا الْحُسْنَى. They say, we swear by Allah, we mean nothing but goodness. وَالَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مَسْجِدًا ضِرَارًا وَكُفْرًا وَتَفْرِيقًا بَيْنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَإِرْصَادًا لِمَنْ حَارَبَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ. And they make it a place of division. In reality, they want to divide and corrupt people. And they wanted Rasulullah to come. Like when people build a masjid, then they want to call a big sheikh to come and have and initiate the opening ceremony. And mashallah, to cut the ribbon. And then Allahu Akbar. So they wanted Rasulullah to come and endorse it as a masjid, so that then they can just sit there all day and gossip and plan against the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah said, my dear Prophet, no, no, no. La taqum fihi abada. Never are you allowed to go and pray in there. Don't ever go there. These hypocrites, they can claim whatever they like in the name of Islam, but in the eyes of Allah, they are nothing but hypocrites. Innal munafiqina fi ddarkil asfali minan nar. They will deserve the lowest part of Jahannam. They dare curse the companions of Rasulullah. Many a times people, when they are bad, young people, for example, when they don't work and the father says, Maulana sahab, my son is so lazy. I got him married. I thought he might become responsible and change. But he sleeps all day. He doesn't do anything. He will say, may Allah guide him. Maulana sahab, my son, he argues in front of his mother. He doesn't show me respect. May Allah guide him. What will you say? May Allah guide him. Somebody else, he comes home late at night, Maulana sahab, he's into drugs and bad stuff, I can't even tell you. And Maulana sahab will say, may Allah guide him. But there's another sin. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when people commit that sin, then don't say, may Allah guide them. You say, may Allah curse them. Because they have fallen so low, they are never ever going to get up. Allah will not accept their tawbah even. Allah doesn't like it. If someone insults you, as they say, this is such a thing, jirmu saghir wa jirmu kabir, small thing, but its cut is so deep. Wounds inflicted with swords heal, but wounds inflicted with tongues sometimes never heals throughout your life. Somebody might say something to you and you might say, I forgive you. But whenever you see him, it will hurt you down here. It will hurt you down here. There were the many things. Even Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam felt. Wahshi had killed Hazrat Hamza radiallahu anhu. And later on he became a Muslim. He embraced Islam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam forgave him. But the Prophet said, Wahshi, when you come to see me, don't sit in front of me, sit behind me. Because when I see you, you remind me of my uncle, Hamza. And I don't want that those wounds should become fresh again. And least any bad feeling appear in my heart for you. Rasulullah rahmatul lil alameen. There was even something, such a soft spot in his heart, such love for Hazrat Hamza radiallahu anhu. Many a times people say things, such a nasty thing to you. You say, brother, I forgive you. But you know deep down, it hurts down here. And every time you see him, it reminds you of him. Allahu Akbar. People who insult Rasulullah. One of the most sensitive issues in people is wives. When somebody says something regarding your wife, many a time in many places in the world, nowadays people don't really care. They are going somewhere and their wife is dressed up as though she's going to a beauty contest. MashaAllah. And then people go on a family trip and they're going shopping. MashaAllah. They're going on a wedding. With mashallah, young daughter's wife dressed up, made up, as though she's going to a beauty contest as she's the bride and to be put on display. People don't have that ghairat, that people will be staring at, oh, mashallah, you're looking so gorgeous, so beautiful. Allahu Akbar. People don't have that ghairat of iman. And in many places, alhamdulillah, people have that ghairat. And you say to somebody, man, your wife, she's looking so nice and beautiful. In many parts of the world, will probably be the last thing you ever say in your life. How dare you look at my wife? Go home and look at your own wife. Keep your eyes to yourself. And that's what Allah says in the Quran. قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُدُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. Tell the believers, keep your gazes low, low. Keep your gazes low, and this will help you to keep safe. وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ. And you want, Allah has put that desire within you. You need, you are attracted. You need some action. Go home to your wives. Go home to your wives. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ. They safeguard themselves, and they keep, they protect their honor and chastity. Illa ala azwajin, except upon their wives or what they own with their right hand female slaves. Faman ibtagha wara adhalika, those who pursue and solution another alternative besides this, faulaika humul adun, they are transgressing. They are transgressing. Now people, these very same people, these Shias, they're aggressively promoting muta in the name of Islam and piety and goodness. Many of you might know about BBC. You know BBC? BBC don't report on one on local gossip, what's happening in Erasmia and Lodium. They report on international affairs, important events. Even the BBC did a report a few months ago on how aggressive the Shias are promoting muta amongst Muslims and preying on Sunni girls. And many of your girls here, people were telling me, some ulama, you might not know, because you obviously, your daughter, your wife's not going to ask you, can I go and do muta? They were asking ulama, and the ulama were saying, our Sunni Muslim women are asking, can we do muta? Can we do muta? Allahu Akbar. And these Shias are promoting this aggressively, and in universities and other institutions. MashaAllah, many people, they say, make dua, my daughter's applied for admission in a university, may like, you know, she passes well. She'll be staying, MashaAllah, way on the campus, becoming a professional. MashaAllah, becoming a professional isn't the only thing she'll be becoming. And the youth and other people working together. The Shias, they say, you know, why you want to have a boyfriend, girlfriend? It's haram. They say, haram. Just make it legal. When Islam has allowed you to do something lawfully, legally, why do you want to do haram? Why you want to have a boyfriend, girlfriend? Just make temporary marriage. Fix a time, fix a price. MashaAllah, and enjoy yourself. In every society, to fix a time, fix a price secretly, father doesn't know, mother doesn't know, no witness, no maulana to perform the nikah. What's that? What do you call that? Prostitution. It's haram. And these Shias are making, fooling, deceiving, cheating people. Oh, this is halal. Enjoy yourselves. And they are preying on Sunni girls. If it is halal, how many times a Maulana Sahib might have a daughter, and if she's reached the age now where she can get married, he'll have feel no shame in asking somebody, Haji Sahib, you know, if you know anybody pious, my daughter's grown up, if you know any decent boy, let us know, inshallah, we can start proceedings, perhaps get them married, inshallah, may Allah bless their lives, they can live together happily. These Shias, Zakirs, what they do, they promote muta, they've got their own daughters. If they think it's halal, why don't they say in their sermons, any young man having a problem, come to my house, I have a young daughter, mashallah, come and have muta in my house. Will he ever do that? If a woman who's been divorced or a widow, she was married before and her husband passed away, or they just didn't get along, she got divorced, she's still young, she wants to get married. Next time somebody comes with a proposal, you'll have no shame in saying, she's been married before, she was divorced, it didn't work out, or her husband passed away. So the person knows he's not marrying a spinster. A man who's not been married before is called a bachelor, not just single, but a bachelor. A woman who's not been married before is a spinster. So he knows he's not marrying a spinster. He knows the woman's been married before, but he knows what he's taking. How many Shias will say, you've come for my daughter to marry her, but she's done muta 10 times. Will they tell them that? And which man would marry a woman who's done muta 10 times? 5 times, or even 2-3 times. How can he trust her? Allahu Akbar. So it's immoral. They know it's immoral. But because they are friends of shayateen, hence what they do. Allah has forbidden indecency. وَلَا تَقْرَبُ الْفَوَاحِشَ مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَمَا بَطَنْ. Don't go anywhere near indecency. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُحِبُّونَ أَن تَشِيَ الْفَاحِشَةُ فِي الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Those people who like spreading indecency, immorality amongst believers. لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Allah will punish them with this painful adab in dunya and the life hereafter. And these people, they have the audacity that they curse the companions of Rasulullah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when they curse my companions, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الَّذِينَ يَسُبُّونَ أَصْحَابِي فَقُولُوا لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَى شَرِّكُمْ. Then say, may Allah's curse be upon you. Don't say, may Allah guide you. Don't sympathize with them. But Mawlana Sahab, they read kalima. They read namaz. They fast in the month of Ramadan. They have a masjid. I said, don't call it a masjid, call it a temple. They even go to Makkah. They even go to Medina. Well, didn't Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu read kalima? Didn't Hazrat Umar read kalima? Hazrat Aisha read kalima? Didn't they used to read namaz and Quran? They used to pray behind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Your sympathy is with these kafirs and not with Abu Bakr and Umar and Usman and Ali. And Talha, Saad, Saeed, Aisha and Hafsa. Because why? Because your business dealings with them. You sit with them, you dine with them. Somebody insulted your wife, you'll go out and have a Friday night out with him. Somebody insulted your mother. But perhaps we are living in times of fitna and fasad when people don't really care, as long as mashallah they got the wonka coming in. People have business friendships, business interests, money, financial interests and benefits. So it doesn't matter. Maulana Sahab, they don't really mean any harm. They don't mean harm. Somebody insult your mother, your wife, your daughter, and then you go and eat with them on the dastarkhan, have a night out with them. Somebody insulting the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. People will come on the day of Qiyamah. They used to pray. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "They will come. Inni faratukum ala al-hawd. I will wait for you on the pond. Wala yaridanna alayya aqwaman. They will come nations to me. فَآرِفُهُمْ وَيَعْرِفُونَنِي. I will recognize them, they will recognize me. How will Rasulullah recognize them? Because they used to pray. When they used to pray, they used to make wudu. Their arms and faces will shine. So Rasulullah will recognize them. ثُمَّ يُحَالُ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَهُمْ. Then obstacle will be placed between them and Rasulullah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will say, إِنَّهُمْ مِنِّي. They are my ummah. And the angels will say, Ya Rasulullah, innaka la tadri ma ahdathu ba'dak. You don't know what new things they brought in, what innovations, what new things they started inventing and presenting in deen. And then Rasulullah would say, suhqan suhqan liman baddala ba'di. Take them away from me. For the changes they made. Rasulullah was conscious of Sahaba. Allah revealed the reverence and honor in Quran, and people insult them. They insult Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They don't believe this Quran to be the real Quran. They believe only the Mahdi has it in the cave, and the Quran you read isn't the real Quran. The real Quran is with the Imam in the 12th cave, when he will come, he will then bring it. So they don't believe in the Quran that you recite. Hence you will never find a single Shia Hafiz anywhere in the world. I put out a challenge in UK, £5,000 I'll give out to any Shia who can recite the whole Quran from the beginning till end continuously, with breaks for prayer, for toilet, for lunch. And after every 5 siparas, 15 minutes, every 10 siparas, half an hour, plus lunch, plus toilet, plus prayer, etc. But then continue. Anyone can recite Quran from Ba Bismillah to Sinu and Nas, providing he's a born Shia, or even become a Shia, and even allow him 20 mistakes. Wallahi al-Azim, not a single Shia came forward. Not a single Shia came forward from anywhere in the world. Because there isn't a single half. Because they don't believe in the Quran. So Allah won't allow them to learn the Quran. Oh, there's plenty half is in Qum. Where of their madrasas? They might have madrasas. But before they get to the end, Allah makes them forget everything else. Allah, this is why in Ramadan, they don't read Taraweeh. Alhamdulillah, we have who fast, they prepare throughout month Ramadan, those who are doing Taraweeh, have you seen them in Ramadan? Other people are, but they are busy, mashallah, revising to ensure they can, mashallah, read Taraweeh and so on. And many madrasas, many, mashallah, students, they can recite the whole Quran without a single mistake. I allowed them 20 mistakes in one sitting. Not a single Shia came forward. Because why? Their hearts are filled with kufr and nifaq, with hypocrisy, hatred for the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So Allah won't allow them. So Shiaism isn't just, it's not Islam. Their belief about Allah is different. They regard Hazrat Ali almost to be God. In fact, in Shia books it's written, when you run into a problem, then even the prophets now used to call Ali for saving, for help. This is why Shias, when they're in problems, they say, we say, Ya Allah, help us. Shias, they say, Ya Ali, madad. They pray to Hazrat Ali, na'uzubillah min thalik. They don't believe that Rasulullah was sufficient. They believe there are 12 imams after Rasulullah. And each of those imams is divinely guided. And you can't worship Allah and reach Allah without going through the imam. Qadianis believe in one Nabi. Shias believe in 12 imams. So their kufr is 12 times more. They don't believe in Allah the way we ought to believe. They don't believe in Rasulullah the way they ought to believe. They don't believe in the Quran the way they ought to believe in the Quran. So what does that leave? What else does that leave? And they spreading indecency, immorality in your communities. 30, 40 years ago, if you didn't know these things, it didn't really matter too much. Now they are infiltrating your communities. In your communities, and your sons and daughters are becoming friends with them. In fact, many of our own community members are friends with them. And they don't listen to ulama, they sympathize with these kafirs. And you might say, but Mawlana Samal Ma say, well, don't call them kafirs. Well, Imam Malik rahmahullah gave a fatwa of kufr against these people right in the beginning of the second century of Islam. And he made his istinbat from the Quran, because Allah says, anyone who burns at their name, لِيَغِيظَ بِهِمُ الْكُفَّارِ. And one of our Pakistani ulama from Sipahi Sahaba, Maulana Ali Sher Hadri rahimahullah, he said in one of his bayans, Allahu Akbar, Shias aren't just kafir, they are the worst kafirs going. With dalil from the Quran. Dalil from the Quran. And that dalil is, just as in every language you have degrees, big, bigger and biggest. Strong, stronger, strongest. The guy is strong, but he's stronger. The guy is a kafir, that guy is a bigger kafir. In Arabic, you have, for example, kadhib means a liar. Then kadhub. Then kadhab. Kadhib is a liar. Kadhub, severe liar. Kadhab, highest degree liar. One of Allah's names, Ghafir. Ghafir means one who forgives. Ghafir, Ghafoor, and then Ghaffar. Ghafir means forgiving. Ghafoor, very forgiving. Ghaffar, highly forgiving. Alim, Alim means someone with knowledge. Alim, Wallah bima ta'amaluna, Alim. Alim means very knowledgeable. Allam, like Allama Sab, Allamul Ghuyub, knower of everything. Similarly, you have Ghafir, Ghafoor, Ghaffar. You have Kafir, Kafoor, and Kafar. And in the Quran, Suratul Hajj, Allah says, Inna Allah yudafi wa lilladhina amanu. Allah comes to the defense of the believers. When do you need defending? When you're under attack. Under attack from who? From your enemies. So when Allah revealed this verse, Inna Allah yudafi wa lilladhina amanu, Allah comes to the defense of the believers. Who were the believers then? You and me, we were around. And Deobandi Brelvis were around. At the time, the believers were Sahaba Ridwanullah alayhim ajma'in. Allah says, Allah will come to the defense of the believers when they're under attack. Under attack from who? Inna Allah la yuhibbu kulla khawanin kafoor. Allah does not like these khawans and these kafoors. And these people who attack Sahaba, they are not just kafirs, they are kafoor, very severe, dirty kafirs. So it's up to you where you want your sympathies to be. You want your sympathy to be with Rasulullah, or friends of Rasulullah, or enemies of Rasulullah. So on the day of Qiyamah, when people come, Rasulullah said, Al-maru ma'a man ahab, a man will be with the person he loves. With the people he loves. Those who love Rasulullah, and English they say, a friend of your friend is a friend, and a friend of your enemies is an enemy. Those who are friends of Rasulullah are friends of Rasulullah, and those who are friends of the enemies of Rasulullah, then they can take their own choice. May Allah save us. So don't think it's just a trivial issue. It's not a trivial issue. It's a 1400 year old issue. No one has ever been able to wipe them out, and then no one will ever be able to wipe them out. The Prophet ﷺ prophesied these fitans right from the beginning. Great grand scholars, I'm nothing. Even great grand scholars like Mujaddid al-Fisani, Shah Waliullah Muhaddis Delvi, Maulana Qasim Nanotvi, Ibn Taymiyyah and the likes, Imam Malik Rahmahullah and the likes, Imam Abu Hanifa, even they have spoken against these Rawafida and Shias. And so if you don't want to know, then it's up to you. And they've existed, and they will exist, because Allah, by making them the means of the people going to Jahannam. So it's up to people. If you want to go to Jannah with the friends of Rasulullah, or if somebody wants to go down under and burn in hell with the enemies of Rasulullah and the companions of the beloveds of Rasulullah, it's up to the people to make their choices. Subhanallah, bihamdi. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين.